Are you looking for ways to attract and retain private pay clients? Thrizer is a payment platform for therapists built to help clients automatically tap into their out-of-network benefits and save on therapy up front. Check out our special link, join.thrizer.com/modern therapist, and use the code modernTherapists to activate $2,500 in free payments with Thrizer.
Simplified SEO Consulting has DIY done with you training and done for you SEO options. So there is truly something to fit every practice owner's SEO needs. Check them out at simplifiedseoconsulting.com/modern therapist and use the code modern therapist for a DIY course or mention the Modern Therapist Survival Guide podcast during your consult for special offers.
You're listening to the Modern Therapist Survival Guide, where therapists live, breathe, and practice as human beings. It's time to reimagine therapy and what it means to be a therapist. We are human beings who can now present ourselves as whole people with authenticity, purpose, and connection, especially now when therapists must develop a personal brand to market their practices. To support you as a whole person and a therapist, here are your hosts, Kurt Widhelm and Katie Vernoy.
Welcome back to the Modern Therapist Survival Guide. I'm Kurt Widhelm with Katie Vernoy. Today, we're joined by Dwayne Osterlund. He is a therapist in Long Beach, California, and he's here to talk to us about Google AdWords. And Dwayne, I got to start with, I tried Google AdWords once, and it was just like money just gone from my account. maybe you can tell us a little bit about what I did wrong, what people are doing wrong, and how to make it work and why you love it so much.
But before we have him do that, let's have him introduce himself a little bit.
No, I want to jump into things today.
You guys are awesome.
But Dwayne, I wanted to also mention your podcast, The Addicted Mind. I was on there, had a blast talking with you. So glad that you're joining us. Tell us a little bit about your practice, and then Kurt can hear about how you've mastered Google AdWords. But I'd love to hear more about what your big vision is, how you're putting stuff out into the world.
Okay, great. Well, yeah, my name is Dwayne Osterlund. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. I've been doing therapy work since about 2003 and started in private practice, and then eventually that grew into a group practice, and at one point we had about 13 clinicians. We kind of shrank a little bit in the last year, but I work mainly in the addiction field, and that's probably why I do the Addicted Mind podcast.
Makes sense.
You know, I've been working in that field. I really love that field. You know, I have a personal connection to that field. I struggled with my own addiction back when I was very young and went to rehab, and so it's a big part of my life. So I love helping people who are struggling with that and working through those issues, and so I just have a passion for it. And actually, you know, being a therapist is actually a second career for me. You know, before that, I worked in the film industry and I was a cameraman and a camera assistant and did all that. And then eventually got out and, you know, wasn't quite happy with that, doing that work and into therapy. And I really feel like I found my passion and I love doing this work. So here I am.
Thank you for joining us today, and not to just keep pressing the point of AdWords. No, because I think that this is something that therapists who are looking to either start their practice, take their therapists to the next level. Obviously, people even who are established can make mistakes and are seeing not a good return on AdWords. So maybe give us a little bit of a background on how AdWords can work for small businesses like us.
You had sent some questions to me, and one of the questions was, why do you love AdWords so much? You know, and I really had to kind of like think about that. I mean, one of the things is I love it because I know it works if you know how to use it. But I was really thinking, like, why did I kind of fall in love with it? And I think one of the reasons I fell in love with it was that I really saw it as an opportunity. What Google did was, to me, they kind of leveled the playing field for everybody. So here I was, a small private practice, and I saw that with Google AdWords, I could advertise with all the large people out there, if that makes sense. I could spend my budget that I had, but at least I could get out there. And so it kind of said, if you were small or big, you had the same platform. It was equal in a way, if that makes sense.
That's cool. I like that idea because it's something where, as a small business owner with a new website, it can be daunting to think about, how do you get out there? How do you get your name in the internet space, so to speak?
And especially now, I mean, when, you know, if you go to Google and you search therapy, couples therapy or anxiety therapy or anything like that, what you really get up now is the top is the ads. There is some local search box that you see. There's also, it's all directories. It's Psychology Today. It's Good Therapy. It's Theravive. You know, all these directories. And it's like, well, how do I get my name out there? How do I tell people about what I'm doing? And Google AdWords really gives you that platform. Now, with that said, at the same time, if you don't do it right, you can spend a lot of money and have very little return.
Like Kurt did.
Right. And
I don't think that I'm alone.
No, you're not alone, Kurt.
You aren't. And I had to learn some of that too. And there was a lot of money going out the door going, this isn't working. But then, you know, kind of slowly figuring it out and beginning to really understand it. And I could really see the benefit of it. But it took a lot of trial and error too. But for a lot of people, yeah, they see that money disappear and they're like, well, I didn't get anything from it. And, you know, I think with Google doesn't mind taking your money.
No, they don't.
They don't mind. And they'll, you know, you could put your ads out there and Google will put your ad up there. But if you're not targeting it right, and if you're not setting up the whole kind of funnel correctly, they're just going to let people click on your ad and it's not going to go anywhere. And you wonder, or people would be searching for something completely different and they'll click on your ad and it's really not targeted correctly. So you have to know all these nuances to really be able to get the benefit of it. But it definitely does work and it has a great return if you do it right.
How do you approach it? Because I think for me, I've done it before and I actually got a wonderful client from it, but I think, and so it paid for itself, but it wasn't like I had a funnel set up or some huge amount of return on it. I got a return, but it wasn't this massive influx of clients. So how do you approach it? What are the things that you need to consider when you're deciding when to do it, whether to do it, how to set it up? What are the big considerations?
I think the first thing, if you look at it from really kind of high up, the first thing you got to look at is relevance. Are you relevant to what that person is putting into Google? I think it's somewhere like a third of searches on Google are somebody looking for some kind of product. And those are billions of searches a day. The thing is being relevant to that search result. So that your ad speaks directly to that person who is typing in that phrase. And there's a lot of avenues to narrow that down. But if you think about it, it's like relevance. How do I match that? And how do I get that exactly?
So can you give us an example of what would be relevant? Like maybe even just an ad maybe that you've placed where you've identified some keywords or different things that showed that you were relevant to the people who were searching for your services. Well,
yeah. One of the things I see a lot, like if you go to Google and you type in therapy, right? See an ad maybe show up for a local therapist. Well, then I type in massage therapy and that same ad shows up as well. Right there, you know that they're not looking for mental health therapy. They're looking for a massage therapist or a cardiac therapist or physical therapist.
Yeah.
Right. And so you have to know how to target your ads so that you weed out the people that don't want your stuff. So you're more and more relevant. And there's a lot of things in Google AdWords that allow you to do that and kind of be able to target that even more. So you have to kind of figure that out. And I think the other critical component that people miss is, you know, you're paying Google to drive traffic to your website so that they'll see it. And that's what's critical. What the other piece I think that people miss is then they send people to their homepage. Mm-hmm. So if someone's typing in Google and they're typing in like couples therapy, right? And you send them to a generalist, your general webpage, you're probably not going to get a response. You're losing relevance, if that makes sense. So kind of going back to that idea. So what you want to do is you want to have a landing page that really speaks to that search term. So even if you want to get even more couples therapy for infidelity, right? Mm-hmm. You can get even more relevant. And then you write a page to that keyword. Then when the person types in that search and they come to your website, they go, this person really knows my problem. You know, it's not just like, well, okay, I guess they do therapy. I guess I'll call them. You know, it's like, no, this person knows that I know this search term, if that makes sense. And so it's all about relevance and knowing how to do that.
I'm hearing specificity as well. Yes. Relevance and specificity.
Yeah, there's a ton of competition out there. And I mean, I think therapists really struggle to get clients in the door. And clients are searching. I mean, these searches come up hundreds of times a day. And so you want to be the one in front of them, well, you know, when you can. And Google really allows you to do that. I think that equals everything.
Thrizer is a payment platform designed for out-of-network therapy. As a therapist, you would use Thrizer to charge clients for sessions and collect your full rate upfront. From the client's perspective, Thrizer links to their health plan, so insurance claims are automatically submitted for them upon every charge. From there, Thrizer manages the claims end-to-end so that your clients don't have to worry about manually submitting super bills or getting on calls with insurance. The best part? Thrizer allows clients to only pay their co-insurance portion for sessions, while Thrizer covers the rest of your fee and waits for reimbursement on their behalf.
They also offer you an instant benefits calculator for free, allowing you to provide upfront transparency to prospective clients on their out-of-network coverage. Therapists only pay a standard 3% credit card processing fee per session with no additional fees. Visit join.thrizer.com/modern therapist to get started and use our promo code Modern Therapists to receive $2,500 in waived fees for your sessions.
So with some of this keyword specificity, there's filters to take out other searches that I'd be able to log in and be like, anybody searching for massage therapy, I don't want my ad showing up there, that I can broaden out in kind of the SEO joke of a client looking for a therapist, a counselor, a psychologist, a psychiatrist, that my ad would show up in those searches and not in those massage therapist type searches.
Right. So there's several ways you can do that. When you go into Google, you can target by keywords. And a keyword is not just one word. It can be a string of words. So what they call longer tail keywords, meaning more than three words, you know, three or more, is considered a long tail keyword. That's going to get more specific. So couples therapy in Long Beach would be a great term to bid on. I'm in Long Beach. We do couples therapy. If someone types in that, they're looking, you know, I know specifically what they're looking for. So you can target by that. And then what Google does is they have different ways in which to select how those show up. So they call them match types. So you can have like a broad match. And this is another mistake that I see a lot of therapists do, is they put broad match in there. And what Google says is like, okay, it's close enough. Yeah, we'll show your ad, kind of close to therapy, you know. And so they put these broad match keywords in, and Google throws all kinds of traffic to you. So you get a ton of traffic, but it's usually not relevant. And then you have phrase match. Phrase match is where it contains that phrase in the search. So you could have a phrase match could be, my keyword could be couples therapy. So it would show up for that keyword. But if they also typed in couples therapy Long Beach, it would also show up for that as well. And then you have exact match, which is exactly what they type into Google is when my ad will show. Exactly, it'll only show for that exact term. And so you can start to modulate how you want to do that. And most of the time, I encourage people to stay away from broad match keywords, because Google wants relevance too, but it also doesn't mind showing your ad and getting people to click on it because they get paid.
Because it's pay-per-click, right? So yeah. Showing up is not enough. Google wants people to click on your ad. So the relevance is important. But if they can get more people to click, they're not worried about the conversion rate.
Right. Yeah. Not so much. I would say that, you know, they also want to keep their users in mind too. That is important. They just won't show everybody's ad. It has to have some relevance. You know, they want to make sure their users want to come back to Google, that they're getting good results. So Google has an incentive to present to people who use Google relevant search results.
One thing I've heard is you don't want to be as specific with some of the keywords, like you want to exclude your name, because if people are looking for your name, they don't need an ad to find you. Are there other kind of tricks that you've heard where you can really maximize the bang for your buck to make sure that people are clicking on your ad only when they really need the help to find you?
Well, I think that's where, on the other side of it, you know, having the specific keywords. Also, what Google allows you to do is say, I don't want to show up for these searches. Mm-hmm. And that's a negative keyword list. My negative keyword list, it grows over time, because as I go through the account, I see, you know, one time, talk about wasting money on Google. I was advertising for couples therapy and I was checking my account and I was looking, it kind of shot up and I'm like, where did this money go? And, you know, and so I started investigating. And like 2 or 3 days earlier, Matt Damon and what's his pal's name?
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck had released a video, a comedy called Couples Therapy. So my keyword was showing up for Couples Therapy Ben Affleck, you know, and people were clicking
oh,
on
my no.
It was like, it cost me, you know, so it cost me like $80 of clicks. For Ben Affleck, then, you know, so you have to be aware of those things. So that's definitely a negative keyword now. I don't want to show up for that video anymore.
Curse you, Affleck.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, this is crazy. But that's kind of how it works. And the one of the things to remember is you want to minimize that as much as possible because people, they do a search and they just click on the first link that's there. And so they're not even looking. You have to remember that a lot of your clicks are just that. Mm-hmm. They're just people. But if you get enough and you get it right, you've got negative keywords that can help narrow your search. You can select your actual keywords using different match types to narrow your search, and that gets you more and more relevance.
How much control do you have of what Google puts in the ad? I know for those of us who have pretty strict advertising requirements by our licensing boards, sometimes that can fill up all of the characters that I would imagine would fit in a Google ad. How do we navigate kind of that legal requirement there?
Well, I think, you know, Google does give you control to what you want to put in the ad. I mean, you get to write the ad. And they actually, in the last, I want to say maybe it was a year and a half, they even gave you more space. I mean, you know, you have enough room to fulfill those requirements, whatever you feel is correct for you. There's definitely room to do that, and you have control over that. And then also on top of that, Google, when you type in any kind of most searches and you get paid advertising on those searches, I mean, the first half of the page is advertising. You know, most people don't realize that. I think eventually maybe the whole first page will be ads. I don't know. You know, it seems like that. But to be able to show up, we're going to have to pay Google to do that.
One of the things I've seen is that they will oftentimes take the ads all the way down the side. And I've even seen some go on the second page. And so it seems like there's a balance between finding a keyword that is going to be frequently searched and one that's searched just the right amount so that you actually show up on the first page more often. Because even paying for an ad, you don't necessarily show up on the first page. Sometimes there's ads that go into the second page or third page. I mean, I've seen this and I was like, wow, you know, if somebody clicked on it, that's great if it's, you know, more of a specific search. But I get concerned because I know as a user, if I'm looking at something, when I see an ad, I'll look at it. You know, oftentimes for the ones that are really optimized, they'll be down right below too. And so, you know, to try to help save them money, I'll click on the one that's not the ad because right. I know it costs per click. But there's times when I will actually distinguish between the ads and the optimized ones, you know, the SEO optimized ones. And there's a judgment there. But I'm kind of going all over the place with this.
Simplified SEO Consulting's team of mental health professionals genuinely want to help you attract more of your ideal clients with a proven on-page SEO process using the strategies that are most effective for therapist websites. They know SEO is an investment, which is why it is so important to find someone who aligns with your values and understands the importance of building your private practice in a meaningful way. Simplified SEO Consulting hopes to be that team for you and your practice.
The expert team would love to talk with you during a free consultation to figure out the best fit for your SEO journey. Simplified SEO Consulting has DIY, done with you training, and done for you SEO options. So there's truly something to fit every practice owner's SEO needs. Be sure to ask if their innovative content network is a good fit for your website. Listeners of this podcast can get 20% off a DIY SEO course with code MODERNTHERAPIST or mention the Modern Therapist Survival Guide podcast during your free consultation for $100 off your done-for-you SEO program onboarding this spring.
Check them out at simplifiedseoconsulting.com/modern-therapist.
I guess the question I have is, how do you make sure that the ad is optimized, that the keywords are optimized? You know, I know that sometimes Google AdWords, those folks will reach out and say, hey, we'll help you with your ad. And there's different types of AdWords programs. But what are the things to consider when you're trying to make your ad look good, optimizing the keywords so you show up on the first page when your ad is actually there? What are your tips for that?
just kind of going back to that model of relevance. So if they're searching in for couples therapy, you're putting that keyword in the title of your ad so that it grabs the person's eyes right away. If then they go to the next line of your ad, you're going to maybe speak to some kind of emotionality that's going to, you know, go, yeah, okay, maybe this person understands my problem. And then, you know, in the second line, what I kind of say is, now show them how you're an expert and how you can help them. At the top, you got the search term, so you're relevant there. You got that emotional connection. And then you've got, hey, I'm the expert that can help you. Mm-hmm. And if you kind of use that formula, that tends to work. You know, some people compare it to like writing a haiku or something, because you really like have this, you know, you only have so many characters you can use. So you really have to kind of craft that message. And then what you do is, you know, you do about in one ad group, you know, one term that you're searching and you're doing one ad group, say it's couples therapy, you may have three different ads. Google is really good at this now, where they'll start to show the ad they think will get the most clicks. And usually they're right. They have so much data. Mm-hmm. So you'll begin to see what ad displays the best and gets the best click-through rate. Then what you can do after a while, you can get rid of the other two ads and write another one. You know, with Google AdWords, it's not something that you just set up and you walk away from. You constantly have to work to improve it. You're improving your return, you know, over time. To set the expectations, I mean, I think for most people who are using Google AdWords, their budget's probably going to be about $400 to $500 a month. That's what most private practitioners spend. And you're probably going to get 2 to 3 clients out of that spend. I mean, you're not going to, you know, people are like, oh my gosh, $500 a month, I should get, you know, so many clients. But that's actually a really good return. If you're, you know, if you're seeing your clients for 10 sessions or 12 sessions, which is about the average, you're going to get a good return on that investment. So you're going to spend $150, $200 to get that client in the door, but you're going to be able to do 10 to 15 sessions with them and make that money back. And it's a great return.
Going back to the mistakes that I had made on this, what I'm picking up from you, no, I'm trying to turn this into a learning experience. And
I think that's great, Kurt. So I
can definitely own up to, I probably left the broad search checked. I think that the geographic area, I couldn't quite get figured down just enough. I didn't have a specialist enough website. And so when my $400 or $500 went out the door, I was like, well, I would have to reinvest a whole lot more. But I also kind of walked away with the way that I had built my practice was largely based on a big in-person network. And I didn't really need to add more to my practice through an online presence as strongly at the time. And I had made kind of a decision. So this isn't necessarily something that everybody needs to do in the first place.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it has to fit for you and what you need. I mean, I think definitely in-person marketing is great. And that's another avenue to be able to generate, you know, more clients or more people knowing about you. So it does have to kind of fit. I would love to say, yes, it works for everybody. Your geographical location, how much competition is in your area. There's a lot of other factors too. But Kurt, what you were saying, those are pretty common beginning mistakes to AdWords, and then people walk away with an experience of just feeling like, well, that was worthless. There's a lot of improvements you can make right off the bat.
I like that you said that it's not kind of a set it and forget it thing, that you have to go in and really analyze what's going on and continue to do like the A/B tests, which what's the strongest performing ad? What is different about that ad? Let's do some ads. Let's see if we can beat it. How do you do those analytics? I mean, obviously there's the Google AdWords analytics that you can see what the average cost per click is, how many click-throughs, that kind of stuff. But, you know, it seems like there's also potentially, it sounds like you create a landing page. Is it a sales page? Is it something where you're tracking the analytics from the website side? Like, how do you see what your actual full-on return on investment is kind of electronically with the analytics? What are the things right that you do?
Yeah, and that's where you definitely have to set up that conversion tracking so that you can really see what's working. And you can do that through analytics. Google, you know, if you have a WordPress site, it's pretty easy to install that code. And then that tracks all that information. When someone fills out a form on your website, you direct them to a thank you page. Thank you for filling out our form. Google will track that as a conversion. So if they come to your site, they click on a keyword, they look at your site, then they fill out your contact form and they go to that thank you page, Google will say, okay, that's one conversion. So you can say, okay, what keyword got them to that place. And then from there, you can start to decide what keywords actually work and what don't. And you can start to kind of get rid of the ones that, you know, this keyword, it's, I think it would be a great keyword, but it's never converting. So I'm not going to spend money on that keyword anymore. Mm-hmm. So that takes time to kind of be able to figure out, but that's optimizing the account. But if you kind of do those things where you have relevant keywords, you have the right match type, you have a good landing page, I think you're going to probably get enough conversions and then improve it over time.
This sounds like a lot of work. And for people,
and you're lazy, right, Kurt?
I like to be efficient with my time.
I do too. I was just giving you trouble.
And the reason that I bring this up is for people developing a practice, for people managing a practice, the amount of time to learn all of this stuff, to manage it, to curate it, in addition to clients and billing and all of the other types of marketing that go along with it. Do you have any resources for kind of the quick and efficient of those of us who would be able to pick up on this a little bit more easily, or something maybe that you've created?
A lot of people have asked me, you know, this information. I've been doing this for like 10 years and I'm kind of nerdy about it. And I like, like, I like the numbers and I like, you know, crunching it and trying to beat the next ad. So I've been in the process of thinking of making an online course for that. So what I did is, if you go to adwordsforthetherapist.com, if that's something that's interesting, I don't have anything yet, but if that's
in process,
interesting to you, sign up there, get on my list. And I love helping people do this stuff. I kind of nerd out about it and I really enjoy it. So people can go there. And so that's kind of where I'm starting, but to be of help. And I'm probably going to put out some resources with that soon. So
we'll make sure to put that, the link in the show notes, so that people can find you there. To me, it seems like there's some help that Google can get. It sounds like there's help that you can provide. It sounds like there's a lot of ways that therapists could use this. And Kurt's saying like, hey, this seems like a lot of work, but how much time would you say that the average private practitioner spends on Google AdWords?
The setup is the hardest part, you know, so the first month, it probably takes the most amount of time. But once you do that, it's really a maintenance. So I probably go in there and maybe spend an hour a week, maybe 2 hours a week at the most, just managing it. But once you have it set up and once it's kind of flowing, then you're just watching it and you're just improving it. So might add a new ad in here or kind of say, you know what, let me try that. But you know, once that kind of heavy lifting is done, then it doesn't take a ton of time.
What has been your return on investment for AdWords, if you don't mind sharing?
The return for most people, you're looking at it, like if you spend $1 on AdWords, you're looking between, you're returning that with like maybe $4 to $10. So, you know,
oh, wow,
that's a big return. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely, as you really get it optimized, you even get a better return. So at this point, you know, I think for me, I'm getting clients in at about 140 per, which is actually really good. You know, some people might be getting it lower than that, but you get a good return on that.
So it's worth the time.
I definitely think it's worth the time.
So besides this AdWords for Therapists that you're building, what else is going on for you? Where else can we find you and how else can people connect with you?
Yeah, they can definitely, you know, my podcast that I love to do, which is theaddictedmind.com, they can go there and sign up for that. And if anybody's interested, my agency is called Novus Mindful Life. So they can go to novusmindfullife.com and they can go there and check that out as well. So there's a couple different places.
Great. And we'll include links to all of that in our show notes. And while you're there, we'll also include a link to our website, mtsgpodcast.com. And while you're on our website, we'd ask that you check out our live events coming up here in the Los Angeles area here in 2018. I'm really excited for the Therapy Reimagined Conference, where we're going to spend 2 days talking about the theory of the therapist and how our profession and professionals are moving forward. And until next time, I'm Kurt Widhelm with Katie Vernoy and Dwayne Osterlund.
Thank you for listening to the Modern Therapist Survival Guide. Learn more about who we are and what we do at mtsgpodcast.com. You can also join us on Facebook and Twitter. And please don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any of our episodes.
Remember to check out Thrizer. They are passionate about making out-of-network therapy work for everyone. Clients save upfront on therapy while therapists earn their full rate. Get started in minutes on join.thriser.com/modern therapist and use the promo code Modern Therapists and receive $2,500 in waived fees for your sessions.
Don't forget, we have some special offers from our partner, Simplified SEO Consulting. Get 20% off a DIY SEO course with the code Modern Therapist, or mention the Modern Therapist Survival Guide podcast during your free consultation for $100 off of your onboarding to the Done For You SEO program. Check them out at simplifiedseoconsulting.com/modern therapist.